name is Ketsiarelian, KETSIAAURELIAN. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Anthony W. Miller, MILLER is the last name, first name ANTHONY, middle initial W. This patient was seen on November 28, 2022. Number 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This CKD has remained stable and is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process, as well as the smoking history, period. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 11 from 13, creatinine of 1.5 from 1.6, and eGFR of 50 from 46. There is no activity in the urinary sediments. Period. Unfortunately, we do not have any available labs to calculate the level of proteinuria. Period. The most recent renal ultrasound dated 9/19/22 reveals kidneys that are normal in echogenicity and size, with the right measuring 9.8 centimeters and the left 11.1 centimeters. There's no evidence of hydronephrosis in either kidneys. However, there is evidence of non-specific hypoechoic lesion in the right kidney measuring 1.1 by 1.2 by 0.9 centimeters and non-specific hypoechoic HYPOECHOIC lesion in the left kidney measuring 2.3 by 1.3 by 1.7 centimeters. We will order a CAT scan. Of the kidneys for further evaluation to rule out possible malignancy, especially since the patient has a history of smoking. Period. Per the patient, he recently had a CT of the abdomen or an MRI completed. He's not sure of which. However, he isn't sure who ordered it or when or where it was done. Period. The patient appears very forgetful. However, there is no abnormalities in either of his labs, and he does not appear to be in any acute distress. Period. His serum calcium level is within normal limits at 9.3. Period. He reports occasional shortness of breath on exertion with dizziness. Which has been going on for quite some time. We recommend that he follows up with his primary care provider for potential sleep study to rule out obstructive sleep apnea, EFT to rule out asthma or COPD, especially since he is a former smoker. Period. We also encourage him to follow up with a cardiologist to rule out any cardiovascular conditions. Period. The patient was instructed to go to the nearest emergency room if he experiences severe shortness of breath on exertion. Period. Number 2, arterial hypertension with normal blood pressure of 100/63. He has a normal BMI of 24 and weighs 181 pounds today. He is euvolemic. Continue with the current regimen. Next line. hyperlipidemia, continue with the current regimen. Next line, BPH on tamsulosin. Next line, hyperuricemia, which has remained stable on allopurinol. We will order uric acid level. Next line, GERD, continue with the famotidine. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 2 months with the MRI results and